I've only limited opportunities to write a winner, and he was one, you know, that we felt, and then I felt Phil Smith was hard on him, and obviously he wasn't, you know. But from my point of view, it felt that we needed an awful lot of improvement, and I didn't know where we were going to get it from. And to be fair, just jumped and travelled and really loved the ground. And, you know, I suppose it just fell into place then, you know.
Yeah. Did you have a clean run through?
Yeah, I kind of, you know, I kind of took a couple of chances. I felt the most important thing he needed to do was settle, and I didn't feel in the ticket things was going to help that, and I felt with his weight that I'd take the chance and settle him and let his jumping get me into the race. I felt he was quite a good jumper, but I was taking that risk. If he didn't jump, my plan wouldn't have worked, but I just felt that on the drier ground he jumped that bit better, and he did so, yeah.
And it's the going you feel that has brought that bit of improvement that you were wondering where it's going to come from?
Yeah, I think so. He was never raced on this ground before, and he was able to win on heavy ground, but I thought that was his ground because he was able to win on it. But he just found improvement for what is perfect ideal racing ground, you know.
What a tremendous training performance as well. Back-to-back wins in this race.
Yeah, look, I suppose for the general public that don't know who Pat Kelly is, he's a very small trainer in a very small town, village in Ireland, and has 8 horses in training, and he puts in an awful lot of time and effort, and it's great that someone of that calibre can reap the rewards in such a big stage.
I hadn't realised that it was such a small-scale operation. That is incredible.
Yeah, incredible, yeah.
Yeah, really, yeah. Really good. Yeah. And how about you? I mean, I mentioned that you came so close. You were saying you had limited rights, yes, but you came really close with Whisper in that remarkable RSA.
Yeah, it was remarkable. And again, look, come here. I suppose I would have been a lucky winner, and that's, I suppose, the best way for me to look at it. Okay, I was beating a short head. Could have went either way, but I felt, Nico's horse probably was trying to throw it away more so than I trying to, you know, being good at winning it, you know. So that's the way I had to look at it. And, you know, even if I went through the week with no winner, I wouldn't have felt I should have won the RSA. So, you know, and there's no point in being disappointed in them situations. Of course, I'm disappointed I didn't ride a winner, but there's a lot more horses to ride yet. I mean, but, you know, there's a long road there. So you need to stay positive, and I need to concentrate on the horse ahead.
And were you positive coming here this morning?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very. You know, there's no, I tell you, negativity around here doesn't work.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. No. Well, positive, onwards and upwards from here. Well done.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Thank you.